November 19, 2022, it's the Juan from Pedro Show.
Here we have a great so-called the flashing things down the southern Asia, so-called Vietnam War. Do you have some comment about this war?
About the Vietnamese War?
Yes.
Well, I dislike war, period. You know, so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it should stop. It should have been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
In any other war. Now, as far as to say, to understand the issues behind it, I don't understand them well enough to be able to tell you just how this could be brought about.
Uh-huh.
But I only know that it should stop.
Uh-huh.
For Pedro Show. Happy Saturday. A little late here, but we're getting it together. We start off the show with, let's see here, John Coltrane talking to Kazuaki Tsujimoto on his opinion of the Vietnam War in Tokyo, 1966. And then Sulkweed was in. Because of those great cats, you might have heard, I ain't man alone. Because those cats in Estonia with their Skype software, I got Carolyn Morosi.
That's it, Morosi.
Okay, I want to pronounce right. Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. So great to be here, Mike.
And we got to give big credit to Miss Yardi for the connect. Now,
yes. Thank you, Yardi.
Please bring your earliest musical recollection.
Well, my earliest recollection would be a 45 of Buddy Holly, Maybe Baby. I was in my grandmother's basement going through all these old 45s that apparently were my mother's and my uncle's. And we just played them one by one on the record player. And something just hit me. And I just took that record home and played it endlessly. It was the only record I had. I was maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And that was my first record that I went absolutely crazy for. And, yeah. And then after that, it was on to Kiss.
Now, look, you're from New Jersey.
Yes.
No, you know, if you look at here's what I know is from Torn. New Jersey looks like California, a little smaller, switched over the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, Garden State, no problem. Actually, a lot of it is very rural, and there's beach and shit.
Yes.
I think New Yorkers see Newark. That kind of makes their thing. But look, at that pad you grew up in, was there any musical instruments?
Where the house I grew up in? No. There, no one was a musician in my family at all. No singers, no musicians. I was just drawn to the electric guitar. I had to play it. I was 9 years old, and I told my mother,
Let me ask you about school. Were you in the choir or the marching band?
No. I went to a Catholic school. 12 years of Catholic school. So, you know, I was underappreciated from a very young age because I was so into rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I love it.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
It was Kiss Destroyer, and I was 8.
You know, we saw Kiss a couple times before they even had that first album out. They'd open for anybody. Savoy Brown, you know, Wishbone Ash.
Wow.
Yeah, we were way into it. Yeah. The Kiss sign was light bulbs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. I saw Kiss in 1977 when I was 9, and that was it. That was absolutely the moment.
76 is when I graduated high school.
Woo!
Dee Boone and Georgie and all us men and men. Well, no, but Kiss is it's a common thing with a lot of cats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just because it's got it all. It's got the spectacle. It's got the loud drums and the guitars. And
The rock and roll was really Chuck Berry.
Let
me go rock and roll. Rock and roll all night. You know,
and party every
day. Deuce. Oh, my God. It's worth a deuce. That's more fourths. You know, less of the fifth, sixth thing, but the fourth thing and working the fourth, but and then they'd all get together and make the move, right? Oh, God, that was so fucking bitching.
That was so cool.
Yeah, when I saw them, that's what they would always open with.
Deuce?
See.
That's awesome.
Always. And I remember when the last time I saw him was at the Forum. That's the only time when they had a record out.
Wow.
And it was, like you said, Destroyer, the Lunchbox, like all the kids. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Simmons didn't have the bass plugged in. This fucking helper man slid in there on his back and plugged him in.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I shit thee not. So, look, you're talking about electric guitar.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
So I had to play the acoustic for 1 year to prove myself. And I was like, listen, I know this is what I want to do, and I want that electric. My mother said, no, you have to play for a year, and then you'll get your electric.
And so what are you talking? Are you talking like later, nylon? Are you talking nylon string Spanish style?
It was actually a Sears acoustic. It was like red with black trim and a white pickguard.
No, I'm talking about the strings. Were they steel or were they nylon?
Oh, the strings were steel. Okay. Yeah, the strings
okay,
were
okay.
steel.
Okay, so it's kind of like electric guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, listen, it was, you know, a means to an end, so I was going to do it regardless.
Her trip was like, you got to put in a year on this before you get to that.
Exactly.
Now, why?
Why?
Yeah, what was in her mind, you think? I know you can't know for sure.
You know, I just absolutely loved music. I loved hard rock.
No, but I don't understand her. Why you had to do this apprenticeship before you could go to the electric guitar?
You know, I think because my mother probably had it in her mind, like, you know, oh, kids want to do stuff, and, like, now I have to invest money, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they're not interested. You know, and we didn't have tons of spare cash.
Yeah, so of course.
It was like, you know, it's like we're not just going to, you know, throw money out the window. And in fact, that guitar was my brother's guitar that he never played. So it wasn't even like, you know, we went out and bought another one. No, it was like, here, use your brother's guitar, and then we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. Look, I want to play here this Raw. Love this
okay.
stuff you gave me from Raw.
Raw, which track?
Socks.
Oh, Socks.
We'll be right back. gonna do when the big earthquake misses you? What you gonna do when the big earthquake misses you? What you gonna do? Vibrate ice cream cones. What you gonna do? Fizzy sounding. What you gonna do? Vibrate ice cream cone. What you gonna do? Why can't all things be true? Thank you.
Thank you.
Rock for Pedro show. That was start off that chunk of music with Raw doing Socks, which is Carolyn's fucking first political song.
Yes.
We'll get into that. Mama's pregnant after that with Bug Tussle. Ott, Neutrino's Worm into Nougat Land. Check Pile. This is brand new from them. Lane Take, Mr. Roney. Adam Trumbo with Knee Jerk Reactions. And B. Jones with Both Things. Erasure of Absolutes, The Almighty Op. Emily Robb. The News from a Fog, Maxine Funk, Sandhopper, and another Raw tune, Surfer Girl. Girl! tell me about Socks.
So Socks was a song I wrote as a response to the fact that the media could not stop reporting on President Clinton's cat. It was like Socks was here and Socks was there and Socks did this. And I thought, isn't there something better that they should be talking about than what the cat is doing on the White House lawn? So, so that was talking, and as the lyrics say.
And who was his enemy? Newt Gingrich?
Hmm?
Who was his enemy at those days? Newt Gingrich?
His enemy in those days? Yeah, I guess so. I guess it would have been Newt Gingrich, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it was like,
yeah, but
scary, soon they want to wear you. It's
Carolyn,
like, how far are they going to take this?
Carolyn, you were still in New Jersey?
I was still in New Jersey,
okay,
yes.
When does the Germany thing happen?
The Germany thing?
See.
Oh. I haven't even been to Germany.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to go to Germany. I ride a BMW motorcycle. I would love to go to Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you get the fucking... You do graduate from the acoustic guitar to the electric guitar. What was your first amp?
My first amp was a Sears amp. So let's just skip over that in a sense. But the cool thing was as I was playing, my mother said to me, "Oh, can you turn it up louder?" And I said, "No, that's as loud as it goes." And she's like, "Okay, well, we're going to have to fix that."
Wow. Because they usually didn't want to turn it down.
Yeah. So she's asking me to turn it louder. So then for my birthday, she takes me to Sam Ash. And we're looking at amps. And
you're talking about, in those days, it was Manhattan in 48th Street, right?
Yes, it was. This particular one was in Paramus, New Jersey on Route 4.
Ah, still NJ. Okay.
Yes. So I think it might have been the original store. I don't know. But sadly, they're closed now. But.
You go up to 48th Street, that thing is all done.
Oh, 48th is
actually
done. Yeah, it's very sad.
What was the big one?
Manny's.
Absolute. It's gone, right, Jimmy?
Gone.
There's the pictures of Jimmy with his fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Manny's and Rudy's. Rudy was my guy. I love Rudy, but he's downtown.
I think it's
Soho
all like
now.
20, yeah, it's like 25th Street now, Chelsea area.
Yeah.
But that whole thing died.
Yeah, sad.
Okay, so you go to this NJ Manny, Sam Ass.
Yes.
And you buy what kind of amp?
So my mother points at this Fender, and she says, "Well, what about this Fender?" And like my eyes light up, like it's. Are you?
Does your mom know
you
about Fenders? Does she know?
She doesn't even. She kind of knows, just because it's a known brand.
Okay.
And so.
Carolyn, I don't understand your mom's connect with music.
Let's put it this way. She was the most encouraging person on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. But what was her connect?
She wanted me to have, good equipment.
No, and but where did she come from?
She loved music. She was a country music lover, though.
Ah, okay.
I was raised on classic country on the radio. All the time. From the minute she got home from work, it was country music.
But she was never a player. They were singers.
Never.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
At this is a 67 Vibralux reverb amp.
Whoa.
Vibralux. Yeah. Like, I didn't even catch the gravity of that at the moment. I just knew it was a Fender amp, too. And I was like, absolutely. Like, yes, let's take this
home. Thought it was loud enough?
Was that?
She thought it was loud enough.
Yeah. And so we took it. It was loud enough, you know, and I was in my glory.
What was the guitar?
With the amp.
To work that thing, you can't use that fucking acoustic. So what'd you use?
No, so at this point, I already had a Sears Les Paul copy.
What?
Barry Sunberg.
What was the Sears thing? Silvertone?
It was, yeah, Sears did make the Silvertone, but apparently they also made...
Well, actually, it was Dan Electro, right? It was Dan Electro that made for Sears.
Yeah. But I think that was more like 60s.
Yeah.
And this was like early 80s.
Okay.
You know, and so it was Cherry Sunburst, Les Paul copy. Now we're running it through the Vibralux and upgraded the guitar with a DiMarzio humbucker pickup.
Okay.
So,
now, let me
ask
you,
that was the following Christmas.
Let me ask you, after school.
Yeah.
Not graduate, but in the daytime.
Yes.
Garage band, basement band, bedroom band?
Basement. Mostly basement. You know, I spent all of my time in the basement. At that point, you know, 12, 13, 14, I asked my mother, can I just clean out
the
rooms in the basement?
Did you copy records or were you writing yourself?
No, I copied records. I was taking guitar lessons.
You did do the same thing. Taking lessons. Who'd you take lessons from?
From Don Anthony. It was this little music store in town that if you were going to play the guitar, that's where you took lessons. That was it. You know.
But did you dig them?
You know, interestingly, when I started taking lessons, the first, after two lessons, after the second lesson, I came home in absolute tears. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. I was like, I don't understand notes. I don't understand frets, notes,
well,
whatever.
What was strings, that man like?
Was that?
What was that man like?
Well, Don Anthony was cool because, now here's another cool spin on it. My mother says, you know what? Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the teacher. So she went to Don Anthony. And the guy that was teaching me, he was like a recent music degree graduate. So maybe he was talking over my head. I don't know. But Don said, I'll take her and give her the lessons myself.
What Don had some side mice? And he was the honcho?
Yeah, he was the head honcho. Yeah. So he was like this, oh, God, I don't know. You know, when you're that young, everybody seems old. So maybe he was like, I don't know, his 30s, which was old to me at the time. And, you know, and he had like his own little like Italian wedding band. He'd play at churches and weddings and stuff like that, you know.
And he became your fucking teacher.
Yeah.
And
he would teach me
you
the stuff
him,
that I
right?
wanted to learn. Showed me Kiss, you know.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So I was into it. I was way into it.
So it wasn't like, you're going to do it my way. I want to, but more like, I want to teach you stuff you like.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, for some reason,
now,
his explanations or whatever.
Now.
Made a little bit more sense
him?
To me. I'm still not too keen on reading. I can read music, but I'm not a sight reader. I'm by ear. I hear it. I play it. That's how I go.
Yeah, but this learning you get from him, you want to start your own band, right?
Oh, yeah. By the time I was 13,
Well, tell me about that.
So the first band audition I went on was these kids in Rutherford. I mean, we were all like 13, 14. And so I start playing Roxanne by the Police.
Remember that. Yeah.
Yep. These two guys.
It has a slow part and a fast part.
What's that?
It's got a fast part and a slow part.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got some cool chords, though, too.
Yeah. And good bass.
Yeah, great bass.
Yeah.
You know, so you're, you know, getting around the neck pretty nicely. And if you've got that rhythm, you know, you're on. If you hit the chords
right.
You
don't have to turn on the red light.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing was, these two guys absolutely loved me. And they were like, yeah.
How'd you find them?
I don't even know how I found them, to be honest with you. I think maybe friend of a friend, or maybe I looked in the Aquarian Weekly.
No, but that's a trip about rock and roll.
Yeah.
I love it. Come on.
You know, especially back then.
My whole fucking life. My whole fucking life, Carolyn.
You don't know. Right, yeah. So the girlfriend, yeah, was just giving me dirty looks, and then it was kind of like... You know, but the guys are like, yeah.
Yeah, bring it. Yeah,
I get a phone call like, yeah, we're not going to be able to, you know, and I was like, and I just looked at my mother and I was like, yeah, that girl was giving me dirty looks. I knew that it wasn't going to happen, you know.
But boys were happening, right?
Oh, yeah, they were so into it. So I just said, you know what, that's okay. I kept on with my practice in my basement dwelling. And I think when I was about maybe 15, a couple of friends of mine came over and we just formed a band. And that really was the, you know, the start of bands. And then it was like, okay, we're having a battle of the bands at our schools. Like, all right,
Carolyn, who are those buddies? Yeah.
So those guys, that was Jeff Bombell was on guitar. And I was on guitar. My friend Rose was singing. And this guy, Dave Marks, was on drums.
Okay.
And actually,
I just want to give them credit, right? Because they were the beginning.
What's that?
I want to give them credit because they were the beginning, right?
Yeah, they were the beginning. And we were called ESP.
ESP. That's a great name. Look, we're at the end of the first hour.
November. What was that?
We're at the end of the first hour, November 19, 2022. Welcome to Petersham, special guest, Carolyn Morosi.
Yes!
Hold tight for hour two. November 19, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you. Black cat. I can. Falls in love time and again, gets hung up and never wins. That's the story, my friend. This black cat has nine lives. Never thought he'd be around. This black cat en route to town swam the river and almost drowned. This black cat has nine lives. This black cat has nine lives. This black cat has nine.
Watt from Beaver Show. Starting that chunk off music with My Nine, Tara Lynn Band. Then we had the Black Dots doing a song for Evan, The Illusion. And finally, Midsummer New York, Carolyn Morosi, and Donna Deadly. And what's that about?
So we were asked to do a song for a Yoko Ono tribute for her 80th birthday. And so I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do? I love the song Midsummer New York. I am a Yoko fan. She is
why do people get all belligerent on her?
You know,
I met her several times, and she never talks. She's very quiet, very private.
I'd love
lady.
To meet her.
I have a big respect for her.
Me too. Huge. And, you know, so we just decided to do this
but
song.
But can you believe that that people think she broke up the Beatles?
It's ridiculous. You know,
no,
I think
George Harrison, right? He didn't give him enough songs.
Exactly. I mean, if you listen to the Beatles music, you know, you could clearly see John and Paul were going in different directions. I mean, it's simple as that.
But what about George?
Oh, God. Well, George, I mean, you know, I think George was probably the most talented out of all of them, but John is my favorite.
Yeah, they're all good cats.
They're all good cats, yeah.
They're all good cats, all good cats. But yeah. in your story, in your life.
Yeah.
This thing here with your, training bass players and shit.
Yeah.
What's that like?
So, it's, you know, as you know, I mean, bass playing is a lot of fun. I mean, that's how I approach bass when I play it. You know, not my main instrument, so I always give credit to bass players because it is a whole nother world. It's not guitar. But when I play it for fun, you know, I just have a blast with it because I love bass. So it was so much fun doing that in the Tara Lynn Band. And, yeah, just, I mean, whether
you got into her band by doing a favor?
I think, you know, it was more like the type of thing where we just realized we liked making music together. So
she's New Jersey
it didn't
lady.
Matter if it was my band or her band. It was like, let's
Carolyn,
make.
Carolyn, is she New Jersey lady?
No, she's from Philly. She's a Philly girl.
Ah, okay, across the river. Yeah.
Yeah, but she moved up to Brooklyn.
Oh, Christ. People don't know how close things are with New Jersey, Camden, and Philadelphia, and the river.
Yeah.
Right? Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman. That's my favorite poet.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes I think the stuff I love about the United States is in his, that first edition, those the first 12 poems of Leaves of Grass.
Oh, Leaves of Grass, yeah.
Put it out himself, right? Talk about DIY. We're talking 1855, people.
Yes, and he's self-published.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I love it. I haven't recorded it yet.
And he made a poem. Here's what Joe Carducci said. He made a poem out of his body.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I think younger man, he was racist. But when he got that job in New Orleans, he changed.
Was he? I didn't know. I did hear that, you know, he really couldn't keep a job. He worked at the Brooklyn Eagle for like a week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like walking the streets of Manhattan downtown and thinking Walt Whitman walked here.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that.
Well, I went to Camden. And this motherfucker, with the, what do you call them kind of hats, you know, like the
Smokey
the Bear. Yeah, I thought he was square jaw as a motherfucker. And he said, look, you hold on to that handrail when you go upstairs, because he used to grab that, and there's part of his DNA there.
Oh.
What a beautiful man!
Yeah.
Don't ever judge a cat. Yeah, yeah, absolute, absolute.
Yeah, no, he was definitely a loving guy. I mean, he cared for all the war soldiers.
Oh, yeah, well, that, with the drum taps and all that shit, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something about the one before, the 12 poems.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something about it. I tell you, Carolyn, that fucking is righteous on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The drum taps and Mr. Lincoln getting murdered and all that is so terrible. And you're exactly right. He volunteered and he took care of both Confederate and U.S. guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and he wrote about so much of that. And if you read his poetry now, especially the patriotic type stuff, it applies till today. It applies. I've been reading it, and it is, you could just draw a line from what he was saying about America back then to what's going on right now.
I love you. for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Raw. Mr. Slide Flute. That's a great title. Then we had, now look, you got my buddy from fucking Finland, Penti.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave me this fucking group of tunes to play. And they're bitching. So these are from him. Creole de la Charlie, Queen Ida, and the Bon Temps Band, Tomita with Baba Yaga, The Black Cat Has Nine Lives from Louis Armstrong and His Friends, Wounded, an excerpt from My Curse, The Bud Powell Trio with Epistrophe, excerpt from Broadcast 06262021 from Cyrus P. Ray. Tassos Stamon with Epitaph, Panorama and Mala Part 2, now just excerpt, AT/PT, Kalevi Helveti with Kaholesin Annette. You can tell Finnish when they get these, right, the way they, even the way they say thank you, right, kiitos. Yeah, they like the two-letter. Beautiful. All the lands are fucking beautiful.
Oh, God, yeah. But
Carolyn, tell me about fucking Raw.
Raw, it was my band. It was a trio, power trio.
I'm kind of prejudiced that way.
Of course you are.
Power trio. Oh, my God.
I mean, Soulweed was a power trio. Raw was a power trio. You know, it's about three people making as much noise as you can.
Absolute.
You know, and that's what we did. It was great. It was like my step out
of Raw. Were you into Stooges? Like, Raw Power, baby, just can't quit.
Yeah.
Raw Power, get used to it.
I covered Raw Power at the
ABC. Oh, Christ, I love that shit so hard.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my
and
God.
That was the song right there.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ig is fucking bitching.
Yeah. I mean, you must have had a blast.
125 months. I got to help them.
Damn, that's awesome.
Carolyn, I can't tell you. Anyway, how does Raw happen?
Raw was just simply, you know, I get to points in my life where I just say, I have to take the reins here. Like, all right, I'm digging the collaboration thing, but now I need to take the reins. And so that's what happened after Soulweed broke up. You know, it took some time, wrote some more songs, started Raw.
Look,
and
I think we're fucked up because I don't know about Soulweed.
That's okay. Soulweed, you know, it had in question. That was in question. So that was a
was that high school days?
Was that?
High school days or later?
No, now, so Raw, Soulweed.
No, I'm talking about Soulweed.
Yeah, Soulweed, no. Soulweed, I was like maybe 25.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, now we're up to like 25. Yeah. And maybe a little before that. Maybe like 23, 24. Yeah, that band was together about 4 years.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Tara Lynn Band,
99, 2000. So Tara Lynn subbed for me on bass for a while because, you know, the ever-changing roles of bass players and drummers at times. So
I want to play this song. Subbing. This song is beautiful.
She's got a real powerful voice.
Yeah.
We met at...
Call me crazy and shit.
I...
Whatever.
legs, my mind, everything I touch is shaking. Ooh. Midsummer New York screams in the mirror and the door and the chair and the floor and the ceiling.
November 19, 2022, it's the third hour of the Wyatt from Pedro Show.
I'm sick about it. sick about it. I'm sick about it.
This is for the loners, the misfits, and the rebels. The ones who had to start again and put their lives back together. This is for the heartache and the big mistakes you made. This is for the turnaround from all the games you
Walker Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Sick About It by Carolyn Morosi. Was this solo?
This is solo, completely solo. This was, this was a hell of a lot.
What's solo about, though?
What's it about?
No, what's solo about? Because it seems like you always was in bands.
You know, this was... All right, so, yeah, I was, and I still am. I'm in another band called Christine Martucci and the Band of Love. I felt this inkling, I have to do my own music. So,
yes.
I always write my own songs, record them, GarageBand.
Oh, the GarageBand on the Mac?
Yeah, on the Mac Air.
Right. Everybody, let's tell listeners, every fucking Mac... kind of a pewter, has GarageBand. I've had dudes do whole albums.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know?
It's free.
Exactly. You know, so in my spare time, it's just like, yeah, I'm going to, like, lay these songs down.
See.
So Sick About It, see, I got the guitar, the violin bow going.
See.
And I got the angst going and the noise. And, you know, it really speaks to my state of mind at the time. And the question was, well, what do I do with this now? Because it's so angry. And it actually found a home on in a documentary that's coming out early next year in the UK called On Resistance Street.
Wow.
Yeah. So
England.
Yeah, in England. So I found this awesome group.
How'd that happen?
I found a really cool group on Facebook called Clash Fans Against the Right.
Ah, and, great.
Yeah. And these
are Carolyn. Let me ask you about this right-wing thing.
Yes.
What's it about? Is it, you know, is it lame or what?
You know, it's power and control, it's money, and it's white supremacy, I'll say.
Yeah, but why do working people get attracted to right-wing?
I have been trying to figure that out. And, you know, when I do ask people, because I do, I like to talk to people about why they do what they do. And the answers that I get are generally vague and they don't have a lot of substance. So I think it's that they're, you know, enjoying the circus and the monkeys and they, you know, and they're feeling like they're going to get something out of it. But the truth is they're not. You know, it's like going into a casino and you think you're going to walk out a millionaire and then
talking
you just spend
about Atlantic City, you have a town there called Atlantic City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlantic City.
Terrible, right?
It's horrendous. I mean, you know, you go one block from any of those casinos.
And who had the big one? Don Trump, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's sickening.
Las Vegas is Las Vegas, but Atlantic City, terrible, right?
It's depressing.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a guy standing on a corner there. I really thought he was kind of like trying to sell his kid. It looked so desperate.
Sell his kid.
Oh, I think that it's just the mentality of someone's going to save us. And, you know, life just doesn't work like that.
And how does that inform your music?
I am driven by my heart. So if I see something out of whack, I'm going to write about it or...
Great.
You know, something like that. So it affects my music. I tend to search for truth, and a lot of people fear truth, but I don't. So whether it's something, you know, profoundly happy or depressing, like I want to explore it, you know, because that's what's going
to,
I think, myself to a better place.
Hopefully,
listener.
Carolyn? This tomb with your own name. Earth.
Earth, yeah. Okay. Earth was written by a very good friend of mine. Her name was Tia Sprockett. She was an extraordinary musician. And...
On the edge of the earth, with all the information
I lost at birth. Some wild star just fell right into me. And now I sit here until I decide to set it free. When I explode, I guess I'll trickle down and spread myself all over creation. I plant each piece of me into the ground, and then I'll start out again for a new sensation. Cover you up when they put you back in the ground. Just remember all the color I brought to the sky. It's the one that can be seen just after someone's light dies. Just pick it up and take it when there's no one left to believe. Let me know how it feels when it's burning in you from me.
Watt for Pedro show. That's the music for this edition. We had Earth from Carolyn Gross.
Yeah.
Then we had Cher Davachi with her harmonies in green. Had Boggle with Sideways. Ray Shin, Rubble Makes a Call. Larry Bose, All My Friend, from All My Friend in Reno. And finally, Callum Riso. She loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves me.
She loves me.
I love this song.
Thank you.
To write a song, what does it take?
You know, sometimes it just takes a matter of sitting down with the guitar and strumming it, and it just comes out of you. You know, it could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, boom, that's done. Other songs, it could take years. That particular song, that song came out of me. And I've been playing it a long time, and I wanted to record it, and I am so pleased with the way it came out. And that song is each line is about a different person I knew that I had a crush on at the time. It just, you know, you say to yourself, damn, like, I wish I could be like that. And that's why it says, you know, is it true? I'm a bit like you. Kind of a,
see.
Do I have a little piece of that?
See.
Yeah.
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Songs are kind of, pieces of your talk. Now, where are you now?
I am actually in my music room now.
And what's the next step?
In New York.
Carolyn, what's the next step?
Oh, the next step is on Monday, the EP officially drops on iTunes and Spotify and all those other great platforms. I'm excited to get this EP out, Loners, Misfits, and Rebels. It's been a long time coming, and I'm stoked, you know, and whatever is next, I don't know, like, I take every day
look, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
People want to ask, find you on the internet?
Yes. I have a website, carolynmorosi.com.
Spell, please.
CarolynMorosi.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your next mission?
My next mission is 2023, book some shows. I've got my first show booked, which is going to be basically a solo show, showcasing EP and some other songs and stories. It's going to be at Rock to Casbah in Saugerties, New York on January 8th.
Saugerties!
Yeah, Rock to Casbah. So I got some Joe Strummer vibe coming with me.
Yeah, absolute.
Which I love. I love Joe Strummer. And then, you know, book more gigs for 2023. Go to the UK. Go to the On Resistance Street screening. Maybe play some gigs. You know, bring the music out there. I've been thinking about this for so long, and I put it into action in 2019, and the pandemic, you know, tried to slow us all down, but I refused to be slowed down. And like, now that the EP is done, get it out there, and you know, just be with the people, connect with the people.
See,
you know, can make music all day.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Mike, this was fantastic. You know, you're a legend, and I am thrilled to be on this show with you.
Yeah, but you're good people.
Thank you. What's that?
You're good people.
Thank you, Mike. So are you.
Big love. People.
Big love, man.
November 19, 2022 edition of What Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.